Steve and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, Entertaining Land Investment Talk. I'm Steve and Jack Butala.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from the Valley of the Sun. You like that?
I like it. Today, Jill and I talk about why satellite internet providers are continuously telling us where to send mail. This is a good thing.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's fun. I wrote down a different reason as to why we care about this, and I'll share that when we get into the meat of the show. But I gotta tell you, I was struggling. Do I say Scottsdale? Do I say Phoenix? Where do I say we are? And I forgot that this was always called the Valley of the Sun. Isn't that interesting?
I think there's more than one Valley of the Sun. Everybody thinks they're the Valley of the Sun.
When you Google Valley of the Sun, though, Phoenix comes up.
Really?
I made sure. I'm like, seriously.
Do you Google stuff, Jill?
All the time. I Google you. I Google, just kidding. Of course.
I read recently that Google is, as a product, it is the single most used product for a consumer in the history of all products.
Really? What did you say Google was supposed to be? Remember you said that
it's misspelled. It's supposed to be G-O-O-G-E-L.
Oh.
And it's some type of, I forgot, it's some type of scientific something.
Really? G-E-L, yeah. And then...
Scientific measurement.
But it didn't look right. Somebody just...
They misspelled it right from the beginning, and it just stuck. Stuck, which is probably kind of cool, because now it's obviously an incredible brand name.
It's a verb, it's a noun.
Yeah.
It's all kinds of things. Okay.
Before we get into it, though, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free. And don't forget to subscribe on the Land Academy YouTube channel and comment on the shows that you like.
Ty?
You don't have to comment on the shows that you hate. If you comment on the shows that you like, then we do more content about stuff you like.
That's really good. The shows you love, please just go for it.
All kidding aside,
that's funny.
Really does help us develop an algorithm to create content that people want to hear about.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, maybe you're not interested in hearing me rant about California
or this show at all. That's so funny. I couldn't tell you the day. Since we're off topic. We're on Clubhouse
today.
Didn't
take long.
No, it didn't. So we're on Clubhouse the other day, and there was that guy. I can't tell if he was trying to break into our show.
Yeah, he totally was.
Oh, was he? Okay. Or if he was like yelling at somebody on the street.
No. I think he was broke into our show
and just was cussing.
Mm-hmm. This is a world now.
That was funny. So my team got him off there, to quote you, lickety split. So
I just read a thing about this whole thing about the internet culture, how it's developing. You know, I'm old enough to know when there was no internet at all. And so...
You're older than me.
Right. And, you know, my parents would say stuff like, keep your opinions to yourself. That was just the world that I grew up in. And that's just not the way it is now. No. Everybody's really encouraged to have an opinion and be real loud about it with filthy language and everything. That's just like a norm. That's a normal state of the internet.
I don't get it.
I don't either.
Anyway, let's get back to the show. Ty wrote... Anyone else getting first mailer jitters? Aww, I get it. I keep telling myself this is no big deal, but it's not working. In my other life, I've put in far more time, effort, and money into projects with little to no anxiety. For some reason, this is different. Curious what everyone else has gone or not gone through.
Well, you have skin in the game, pal. That's what's different about it, I think.
I don't know. So here's what Anne Marie wrote.
I still get nervous. Go ahead.
But see, I never got nervous about job answering the phones or this answering the phones or first day in the job. I'm like, bring it.
Well, before you read Anne Marie's response here, you don't get jitters because you didn't do the mail, because I do the pricing and pick the county and all that stuff in general. I mean, I have you approve it, but. The jitters that I get are like, I really probably screwed this mailer up, even to this day. You know, I'm not worried about the phone answering or any of that. Like, I don't get jitters about what you guys do at all, because I know you're pros at it.
Well, on the flip side, there's like other things that I don't get jitters about. I'm just like, you know what? Everybody's new. Everybody's always had a first day somewhere. So is that not, what are you talking about?
No, you open the door here.
Oh.
what do you get jitters about?
I'm trying to think. Like, I don't on jobs. I'm sure jumping out of an airplane, I'd probably have some jitters, but then I just do it.
You get jitters for public speaking?
Not anymore. I get butterflies that I thrive on.
Yeah, me too.
I don't actually get jacked up about it.
Me too.
Same if I didn't thing. Get butterflies, it would be boring and I wouldn't do it. So I love that. I get jitters about driving too fast. There's a speed that I go, whoa, back off.
Like, you know, 142?
Something. So I don't know what else.
At 140, my stuff really starts to kick in.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what I get jitters about. I don't get jitters about going to places.
God, I don't get jitters about anything anymore, actually.
I kind of don't.
I do get jitters. Well, not jitters, but every single time we send a mailer out, I wonder if I price it right, even now. Isn't that crazy? And we get 50 properties back on every single one.
And you know, I could adjust up, I could adjust down. It doesn't.
You know,
matter.
It tells me that I care. So that would be my response to this writer here, Ty.
Okay.
You because you care. That's good. The other projects that you were working on, I don't think you probably cared that much, or they weren't yours. They're maybe a W-2 job project. I don't know.
I don't know. So let's see what one person wrote. Anne Marie wrote, "My first mailer just hit last Wednesday, and so far I've had only 4 people bother to pick up the phone and ask to be taken off my list. But I had the pleasure of speaking with 3. One seller called today and he's got a smaller parcel he'd like to sell also, and a third parcel elsewhere. I love my data, but I really enjoy chatting it up with these guys. One seller wants me to come and have some coffee, LOL."
Please don't do that.
I know, she's doing great though, that's awesome. You want him to fall in love with you like that, Anne Marie, though, that's good. She totally justified it. No, well, seriously.
I know, I can't say
this
that
guy,
stuff.
But this guy, you know, there's a marriage proposal there, which we don't want, but to sell the property, we do want. Amory goes on to say, "I try to remember not to allow another person's smallness to cause you to do the same. Be unoffendable and kind."
Nice. That's a good advice. Yeah. It's just Jill stuff.
Exactly. You never know. They may find themselves in need of help in the future, and it might go a long way for them contact you later. Just my 2 cents. That was perfect, Amory.
I love it. Mm-hmm. I really do love it. Jill says, "I love it all the time." But I really do actually love this response. Today's topic.
Fun of me?
Yeah. Okay. Today's topic, why satellite internet providers tell us where to send mail. This is the meat of the show.
Before you start, can I give my 2 cents?
Yes.
My 2 cents on this topic, because I think it's funny. All I read was, why satellite internet providers? And then I went, in a whole nother direction, which is, isn't it great that we can do this from anywhere thanks to satellite internet providers? I thought this was about the beautiful life we have. You can take off and do whatever you want. You know, we talk about this often, you know, with our members about where are you, and people are off camping and hunting trips and all the things they're doing, and they could stop and do some work if they want to, as we have tested and are about to start testing even more aggressively. So that's what I thought you're going.
I think that's a beautiful 2021 synopsis. Mm-hmm. And maybe up to 2023. But let's talk about the future.
Okay.
And before I do that, I have 2 websites that I would love for you to check out. And I would love for our post-production people to pull up the websites and edit them in here if possible. And I'll give you a heads up on that. Website number 1, broadbandmap.com. This is the FCC's, the Federal Communication Commission's website, the actual website. That's where it's an interactive map of the United States, down to the census tract, where you can click down, and when you click on, let's say, where you live or where you're thinking about sending mail, it'll tell you what internet providers are there, satellite, wired, DSL, cable, all of it. Every single one that is actually licensed to be a provider in that area, and how well they're performing, what the data MIPS are up and down.
Crap, we should have used that before we moved to the beach. I would have saved us like 4 years
pain. The next vacation that we're taking, which I think is next week if everything goes well, we're going to do some research on that about where we go.
Jeez.
So that you can lose days in that. It's so it's just an amazing tool, and I'll talk about why here in a minute. And then number 2 is satellitemap.space. And this is an amazing, I mean, I got lost in this. My jaw was on the table when I pulled this website up. It's a It's in real time, interactive map of the satellites as the Earth turns for this new and up and coming internet provider by Elon Musk called Starlink. There's three satellite providers right now. Starlink, which is in its incubation stage, can't really use it except in their beta areas. And then there's Viasat, which has been around for a long time, and Hughes.net, which has been around also for quite some time.
It's pretty sexy when you talk like this.
Really? Wow, raise your standards.
Getting all tech on me.
But here's my point. Please memorize these three providers. I think the Starlink's going to completely take over the market, and I think that, you know,
it's good.
That's the way Musk rolls. He didn't get into it. Plus, he controls the satellites that go up there. So, here's my point. I believe that in the near future, and then and permanently, I think this is going to permanently change around the world about where people live and why. We're all online now. I mean, we can do 99.9% of all the companies that Jill and I have. Mm-hmm. 99.9% of it happens in our studios or at my desk, and everything and everybody in Land Academy, same thing.
Yeah.
So what that ends up we start to make, and we will make, incredibly different decisions. Developers know this. Bill Gates is pouring hundreds of millions of dollars into land acquisitions into what he calls smart cities. He believes that, you know, in the near future, we're going to build cities that are built based around satellite internet connection, and where you don't need to drive anymore. You can walk, go to the coffee shop, walk your dog, and just live your life. And I'm personally a huge proponent of lifestyle and not having to drive and spending 8 to 10 hours working at my desk and then going and having some fun, walk down the street, have some fun with my friends at the bar or whatever your hobby is, you know, just living life instead of sitting on a freeway somewhere, going to some stupid job. I don't care if you're an anesthesiologist, that's a stupid job compared to that lifestyle that I just described.
I just read a whole article about that this morning. It's so funny, about the work from home movement and how people are pushing back and how because of this pandemic, they were able to see what life is like going, especially now that they're still at home, right? But they have their jobs and they can go to a coffee shop again. They're like, wow, I can, that hour I used to spend in traffic, now I can spend in the morning in the coffee shop near my neighborhood. And then the
live
hour,
your life.
Right? The hour after work I used to spend in traffic, I get to meet my friends for happy hour and then go home and have my evening.
I mean, it's something like 60% of the people surveyed in this country prefer their pets over their spouses.
Oh, yeah.
And so you get
true.
To spend all day with your dog. I mean, seriously, it's endless. You know, maybe I want to, maybe I'm rebuilding a motorcycle in my garage.
Sorry, I'm making myself a note. Get a dog.
So I get. Please don't do that. If you get a dog, you can get a new house. I'm trying to have less responsibility, not more responsibility.
All right. Maybe I'll make it get a bird. We'll figure it out.
If you can eliminate things like ridiculously spent time in your regular day, which is like commuting, or just the silly stuff that goes on from a needlessly spending money standpoint on fuel and time and all of that, and you can actually enjoy your life. When you look at it, you break a regular
I don't
day.
Care about the gas. I care about the time.
Break a regular day down. Mm-hmm. You work 8 hours, you play 8 hours, and you sleep 8 hours. It's 24 hours. You know, if you can really take advantage and integrate your work life with your social life, those 16 hours that you're awake, just imagine how much healthier everyone's going to be. Actually prepare your own food instead of running around somewhere to get fast food on your lunch break across town. Please watch. Lifestyles are going to change. So what that means for us as land investors is watch these small towns. Mm-hmm. Watch what happens to the values of the... If you go to Southern Illinois, you can buy a tenantable house on the water in a great area for $12,000, $15,000, $20,000. If the satellite connection is great there, mm-hmm. or DSL or whatever ends up being there, you know, buy that, write a check for $12,000. You live in Chicago, you go back and forth. Maybe you'll end up staying there.
I understand.
I love this topic.
I do too. This is good. We could go on and on and on. Happy you could join us today. 5 days a week, you can find us right here on the Land Academy Show.
Tomorrow, the episode on the Land Academy Show is called Income Taxes and Your Land Business. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
And before you panic.
You don't even have to show up for this if you don't want to, Joe.
What? The show tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, I might not. Just kidding. I'm going to save everybody, so it's going to be somewhat entertaining. But before you panic, it is all good stuff. I've heard you talk about this before, just recently. So.
These are all topics that are completely, this week anyway, completely generated on customer service and people asking. There's trends in Discord.
Right.
And so taxes are trending. Satellite connections are trending. That tells me that everybody wants some answers, so I'm trying to do my best here.
You got it. Thank you for tuning in. We hope you find our content valuable, and we do appreciate your support. If you haven't already, please do check out our YouTube channel and hit the subscribe button.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.